The first reading today, we hear about the fact that Our Lady is the mother of fair love. Obviously, this is in its original context talking about wisdom, but we know that wisdom itself, wisdom himself, is Jesus, as St. Paul tells us. So in this case, we're actually taking it one step back. It is where our Lord came from, not in heaven, but rather his humanity from his mother. And so it says about our Blessed Lady, then, I am the mother of fair love and of fear and of knowledge and of holy hope. In me is all the grace of the way and the truth. In me is all life and of virtue. And so we have these points that our Lord himself speaks of. He is the way and the truth and the life. But this is the fruit of our Blessed Lady. She gave birth to the one who is the way, the truth, and the life. So in her indeed is the way, the truth, and all hope for life. We see also that in her is fair love, fear, knowledge, and holy hope. These again are the points of our Lord. What is eternal life but to know the one true God and Jesus Christ whom he sent? The greatest of all of the gifts of the Holy Spirit, we are told in Isaiah, is the fear of the Lord. To have that filial fear, not the servile fear, but rather the filial fear, having so much love for God that we would fear to offend him in any way. So it's not being scared of God, but rather fearing to offend him because we love him so much. And so we have also the holy hope. Where is our hope? It is in the Lord. It is nowhere else but in him. She is the mother of hope because she is the one who gives birth to our blessed Lord Jesus. And so that's why she can go on to talk about that those who yearn for me will be filled with her fruit. Isn't that what our life is supposed to be? It is to seek union with Jesus, to be filled with the fruit of the womb of our Blessed Lady, to be united with Jesus Christ. And so therefore he says that my spirit is sweeter than honey and my inheritance better to have than honey. Honey is sweet, but nothing compared to Jesus. As we say in the divine praises, that all sweetness is within him. And so everything, all perfection, all glory, all sweetness in that way, everything for the good of our soul is in the person of Jesus Christ. And so if we have him, we have everything that we could ever seek. Unfortunately, in our humanness, we seek all kinds of other things. We look for consolations. We look for things on the natural level rather than looking to the spiritual level. But we have to learn. I mean, as we celebrate today, Feast of Our Lady of Perpetual Help. So the Church, of course, then gives us this reading about Our Lady at the foot of the cross. But remember in that painting, that icon of Our Lady of Perpetual Help, it's a vision of the child Jesus who has a vision of the angels, Michael and Gabriel, and they are holding the implements of his passion, the cross, the scourge, and all the different things that were going to cause him pain. And as a child, what did he do? He ran to his mother for protection. Now you think of what we tend to do. We run to a casino, we run to the refrigerator, we run to the cabinet, we run to the TV, we run to the computer, we run to anything to make our senses feel better. The problem isn't in the senses. The problem is in the soul. And so we need to learn to run to where spiritually we can find that consolation. And that is only in Jesus and Mary. Our Lord, in that image, ran to his mother. That's why if you look at it, his shoe is just dangling by the string, because it showed that he ran to his mother for protection, for help. And that tells us the same thing. that we can turn to our Blessed Lady. And where is she going to lead us? Right to our Blessed Lord. And that's why she would say that he who eats of me will hunger still, and he who drinks of me will thirst for more, because there is no end. And yet our Lord said, if we come to him, we will no longer thirst or hunger. But if we come to Our Lady, she's going to lead us to our Lord, because she's going to lead us deeper and deeper and deeper. There is always going to be more. That's what's going on here. And so that's what we have to learn. Rather than turning to anything and everything except our Lord and our Blessed Lady, we need to learn to turn to them. And yes, sometimes it's not going to be real consoling. Jesus is going to show us his crucified self. Our Lady is going to show herself at the foot of the cross, which is probably why we're running to anything and everything else, because that's not what we want. But that's what we need. That's where the salvation is. That's where the fair love and the fear and the knowledge and the holy hope are found. That is the way, the truth, and the life, right there on the cross. And unless we're united there, we don't have the fullness of our Lord. And so that's what we want to keep striving for, to turn where we need to, not necessarily where we want to, because we keep turning where we ought not. But that's what we want. We need to turn to where we need, and the need is going to be spiritual. And so we turn to our spiritual mother, and our mother is going to lead us to the fruit of her womb. And so we can be filled, we can have all sweetness, we can have all the joy, all the peace, all the consolation, everything that our Lord is offering. And Our Lady is the means, the most perfect means, to be able to achieve that. And so as we think about, again, that image of Our Lady of Perpetual Help, that is precisely the point that we all need to learn. Learn from Jesus. Actually, if we're going to follow Jesus, that's what we're going to say we do. Yes, we follow him up the path to Calvary and to the cross. But we also see in that image, we're going to follow Jesus. We're going to run right into the arms of his mother. What a wonderful place to be. Next to the Immaculate Heart, united with the Sacred Heart. It's all there. That's what is being given to us. That's what's being held out for us, if only we will seek that. So you stop and think about it for a second, and you say, I can have my gambling or my food or my drink or my TV or my computer, or I can have the Immaculate Heart of Mary and the Sacred Heart of Jesus. Gee, which one should I choose? Well, obviously, if we put it that way, we can't be that stupid. Unfortunately, in the midst of it, stupidity comes right to the front, and we turn to everything else. So we need to learn real knowledge, real intelligence, and we need to turn where we ought, to our Blessed Lady, who will unite us with our Blessed Lord.